Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from the Old and New Testaments and a reflection. Our readings today are taken from Genesis 1 verses 1 to 9 and Matthew 21 verses 1 to 17. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz entitled, What Are We About?
So our first reading is taken from the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 19, 1 to 19. Beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless, void, darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the water. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made the dome, separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. God said, Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. God saw it was good. Then God said, Let the earth put forth vegetation. Plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was an evening, and there was morning, the third day. God said, Let there be light in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be light in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God sent them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And then we have our reading taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 1 to 17.
When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethsage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, The Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him, and that followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, Who is this? The crowds were saying, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the amazing things he did and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself?'" He left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I haven't really taken much time to think about, so it's more a first reaction, and my thoughts comes from what I preached on Sunday, and Prodigal Son, a well-known story in the Bible, and one of my reflection yesterday that actually could have had another title, and two potentially. Because often we think of the son who leaves the father and squander all the inheritance that he has just asked from his father, and all the shame and the guilt that covers this story of the young brother, the insult to the father, the squandering of the inheritance, and the utter humiliation of him ending up with pigs, which was animals that Jews wouldn't touch and wouldn't eat. And of course, with our Muslim friends, it's still the same. And we forget actually that it's the story of two sons, and both are lost. And one is, in a sense, maybe physically lost. You know, he leaves the home and he messes it up. But the other one is actually as lost as the first one, and maybe more dangerously. He's lost internally. Although he's in the presence of the father working with him, he's actually very absent in his heart and doesn't understand the father's ways and the father's generosity. And when his true character is shown, when the son comes back and repents, and the father shows generosity and acceptance and love and welcome, the real condition of the second son, the condition of his heart is manifested. He's angry and distant, and actually he ends up outside the party. So all kind of interesting dynamic, but that speaks deeply, I think, of the church today and of maybe even Christian, where we can sometimes stand. We think we are close to the Father, and maybe our hearts is very far, or at least in certain areas. And so looking at this reading through those eyes, I realize Jesus comes, and again there is disturbance within Jerusalem. He comes and he acts throwing those tables of the money changers, and saying, "This is not what it is about. This is not what this place is about. My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." Maybe our churches are not like den of robbers. You know, maybe we haven't changed into marketplaces, but they could be the wrong places. And it feels like the paragraph just after shows what churches should be about, or our places. The blind and the lame came, and they were cured. There should be places of healing, places where people meet with God, encounter God, and at the heart of our vision, it is encountering God. Places where those who are lost, those who've messed up, find a home. Because if they open the doors, we have three doors in our church, or if they get into our church, it takes quite a lot of courage. And maybe that's their first indication of a change of mind and a change of heart, the willingness to enter into a church, which can be scary for often, because sometimes our church are so closed, or feels more like a club, that it takes a lot of courage for someone from the outside to come. So it just reminds me of you know, where do I stand with the Father? As a leader, do I help my church to be the place where those kind of things happens? maybe not physical blindness being healed, or physical people who can't walk walking. I'm not too, that can happen, but it's more about real transformation of life, new life, the joy of people being lost and being found, and that growing faith in doing the ways of God, not our own ways, and not trying to be busy for the sake of busy, and we think we are pleasing God because we're doing a lot of things, but doing the things that really matters. Maybe that's the word. Do the things that really matters, and the things that really ask us to be dependent on God. There's lots of things we could do ourselves in our own strength, but what are we about? And I think that was on Sunday. What are we about? And the start of a year is a good time. What are we really about? And are we missing our vocation by spending energy and times in places that are not evil? They're not bad, they can bring fun, and but are those really the things that are that we are about? Are they bringing healing and wholeness in people who might be tired of a world that have been trying to say that do this, buy more, be more yourself in your own ways, and you'll be happy. And maybe the world is coming to terms to say this is not it, and we have a message that says differently. So that's some of my thoughts with this thinking of Jesus coming and disturbing. And are we willing to be disturbed? Are we willing to have our own plans and our own activities thrown away, and so that there is space and time and energy for new things, for real things, for the lame and the blind, for those who are broken down, to find and encounter God? Don't have the answer, but I believe if we pray and if we are opened, God will use us. By grace. You are muted, Lynn, so you need to unmute yourself.
The dog started barking. That was quite profound because I've always found the story of the prodigal son a difficult one because nobody ever talked about the other son. And I used to see myself, am I that other son? So thank you. I do hope that I hope my little iPad's recording this. What were my first impressions when I heard the reading of the Old Testament, as you read it, was what a mess we're making of the world. And the beauty of the world and the creation that God has given us, and what a mess we're making of it. So I just felt very sad and very sorry. In fact, I sort of quite brought a lump to my throat when I think just what the beautiful gift he gave us. And we're just spoiling it. So that was my very first impression. But the strap line that I like and that I'll call this Bible bite is, what are we about? I think that's a great strap line. What are we about? You can put an emphasis on lots of each of those words, you could put an emphasis on, and it would give you another question. What are we about? And that's a challenge to us, isn't it? And it's only through humility and God's grace will we learn the answer and answer the call. It's all very good listening and hearing, but we've got to do something about it. So, so thank you. I absolutely no idea if this thing is recording. It doesn't sort of say it's recording, which is
No,
a bit worrying.
it will after when we finished. So
Oh, right.
yeah, it is recording. It did say on my computer
Oh, right.
recording. So
Hallelujah.
because you have to accept them if you don't want to be
Haven't
disturbed.
touched anything. I haven't
No,
touched anything.
it does work. Good. Well, let's pray. Let's pray for upcoming. I was greatly encouraged. I do believe God is moving not just in this country but around the world in a time of prayer. I just had an email from Belgium. The churches, the free churches of Belgium, are going through a week of prayer, and it's very similar to actually our weekend of prayer or the Diocese of Bath and Wells. It's to repent for our lack of boldness with the gospel, and that we like to do things that are comfortable and easy, and we've not answered the call to be bold, even if it's risky. And so there is a real prayer that the churches will recapture its confidence in the gospel and what we are about. What we just said, that we will live out our true identity, and seek to live out in real dependence on the movement of the Spirit, on doing what He calls us to do and to be. So there is prayer going around, and not just here in this town, not just in the country, but around the world. For a time of awakening, that our eyes and our priorities will be realigned with the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So we can pray for our weekend, for words to hear, for hearts to be melted and redirected. And for the life of the church to be renewed and restored and re-energized, starting with our own lives, not in a condemned way. God doesn't condemn, but He can convince. But it's convinced that always bring joy and new life. So it's not something to be afraid, actually, it's something to be embraced. Pray for the world, its need, as you said, this world that we are destroying because of greed and because of turning our back to God, and the life of the church, and it's called to be a witness in good times and in difficult times. Think about those who are close to our hearts too. So let's pray. Lord, the words we read in the Old Testament, in the beginning. So easy to forget that we all have a beginning as human being born into this world. And as human being in our own condition, we all have also an ending. There will be a time we will face death. And in between, there is time for us to turn to our sense, all of us. Scripture says all have sinned, all have fallen short of the intentions and the way we should live. But all are offered a free gift of forgiveness and life, life beyond death. Lord, there is nothing more precious. We who have our eyes open, nothing more precious we can give to the world. And as we think of how we destroy the world, Lord, it's not human power and human will that can make a change. It's mass a change of heart. A realization that this world doesn't belong to us. We are steward. Lord, if we don't proclaim the gospel, how will it be heard? Lord, we thank you for the many opportunities that this world has with technology to learn about you through the apps and ways that has never existed before. Even if it's just to point that out to those coming through our doors. Help us to realize, like Lin says, how quickly we can become the older brother. Present in your house in body, but absent with our heart. Enjoying the responsibilities, the position, the control, the influence, but missing the point. Lord, break our hearts afresh. Open our eyes. And when our own tables are turned, when our own activities are thrown away because they are not yours, they've been man-built. Lord, give courage to those who want to go your way and faithful to your call.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.